If you will refresh your board booklet.
Thank you, dear.
Are we back in?
Yes.
Okay, so if you refresh it, that this letter will be sent over to this, to contract a photographer, graphic designer. Out of committee, we had our last committee meeting, not this recent one we had this week. But, so we'll send this over to Ms. Leeper and have her start the process so we can get a form photography, some research, graphic design, photography, perform photography, research, graphic design, photography, and manage the OMC website. It's not so much manage it as that if we need something uploaded, it's not some outside person doing it. We need someone to kind of put a fresh face on our website with the nation. It takes time to do that, and we're, you know, as we know, we're understaffed right now. The historic restoration of some of the old pictures that we have in oil and gas. I had talked to the museum, and they have photos, but it would just take someone to go over there and go and find those pictures. We're hoping that we can get those so we can put them in our new office as well and use them in when we have our slideshows and whatever. Graphic design, it'd be like a phase one. Clean up an OMC logo, a template for a 4- and 6-page newsletter, OMC letterhead, PowerPoint template. Maybe look at doing a ribbon work pattern that will be for just everything that we use. Phase two will be preparation of press releases for newspaper, annual report template, a geofilter. A geofilter is, once you come in, or if you've ever been on, when you see people like on Facebook and they have like Happy 4th of July around their picture or something, it will have, once you're in here, you can post a picture here and put a geofilter on there. Just shows that you're here within the OMC offices. Our website, and I know that we have several upcoming events that would be nice that we have. It's those pull-up banners, but it needs to have the artwork on it that says, has our seal and OMC, and so they'll create the artwork for that. So when you go, you can probably take one of the banners, pull it up, and how to contact us with our website and our Facebook information. And then if when we have specific events, that they'll be our photographer. That way it's just something that we need to do to document the work that we do. I know a lot of shareholders go, well, we don't see no pictures of what you all do, you know, and we are doing a lot, whether we're on travel, when we're in meetings, when we have guests that come up here. And then, well, again, updates on events, get them posted. So I'm following the rules here. We met with the treasurer, and there's a process. So we'll take this information and send this over to Tammy Leeper, and then she will put it on RFP out for a bid. So I'm looking for a resolution for us to move forward with this. We've already allocated these funds.
I second.
Second. I have a motion on the floor, Councilwoman Gray, second by Councilman Redcorn. I do have one other comment to make, is that once we actually, it's been 2 years for some of us of not having the facilities here, and I also want to get us into the new element of webcast, etc.
Yes.
And that's why I do know the graphic design. Now, correct me, but don't we have Buffalo Data actually under contract to keep the website up?
Oh, they're doing the other website.
Got it.
Yeah, this is for our nation's website.
Yes.
And also the ability to, with our, we've been approved for our audio visual AV equipment in here, and so we'll be able to, you know, begin streaming our meetings.
Live streaming
all of our meetings, so. But it's nice to have the nice artwork that will be on there, and also pull together a template to where we can just drop in our news stories and pictures that's already set up. So other than that, that's what that's for.
Thank you. Councilwoman Thorne.
I'm just trying to, you said that this was out of the committee?
Yep.
This discussion?
Two committees ago.
What committees? What committee meeting?
The IT meeting.
Well, I'm a member of that.
It was when we had Ms.
Would you let me?
Go ahead.
Ask me my question.
Yeah.
I've come to all of the committee meetings, and I was not aware of this. And don't get me wrong, it looks like a wonderful idea. So could you please explain what exactly you're doing here? Are you going to go through the procurement process to find someone? And explain to me who voted on this to bring it to council.
Okay, what came out of committee?
I wasn't there.
You were there.
No, dear, I was not there. Not for this particular.
I can tell you, you were present at that meeting when Ms. Kidder came, and I asked her.
Vendor.
Okay, let me finish answering that question. I asked someone who had expertise in this to give the expertise of not saying we were going to hire this person, but what would we need and have an expert in the room who does this, and these are some of the things that she showed us. You were there. And so from that, we pulled together that we would want to have a consultant. Not saying what consultant, but to go through the process. And so that's what this is. And this is what we're doing today, is looking to have a consultant.
Okay, I stand corrected. I was at the meeting that Ms. Kidder was asked to come to.
Vendor.
She is a vendor. We did not, and in fact, we did not talk about most of the things on this letter we're looking at. And in fact, you were telling her, you were acting like you were going to hire her, because you kept saying, can you do this, and we hired you for that. And so I'm not opposed to this. I just am opposed to not representing this properly in this form. This was not voted on by the committee to send to the council. Therefore, you know, I just wanted to make that clear, and please, in the future, represent it like it actually happened. You adjourned that meeting without a vote on this.
Can I?
Yes.
Respond. You were on the call. Councilwoman Harlan was on the call. Councilman Redigal was on present.
Present.
You were present, and it was consensus. It wasn't a vote. It was consensus. This is something that we've been looking at to do, and it was a consensus.
And request to bring to full council.
Yes.
Is why I have it.
Is why it's on the committee today.
Any other discussion? I have a motion on the floor.
Second.
I have a second.
Oh, he was a second.
No, he was a second.
Yeah. Ready for the question,
yeah.
Room?
Yeah.
Yes.
Call for the question.
Second Chair Gaines?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you for preparing the letter. We'll get it over to Tammy. We'll get an RFP out of accordingly. And I think there will be another effort coming up later. I'd like to go into the item K, BGI resolution correction. Ms. Dillon. Please join us.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you for your patience.
Oh, yeah, of course. Good morning. I am here to request a modification to the current resolution that's been approved between BGI and the Mineral Council. And the reason for that is due to under the section of therefore be it resolved of the resolution, paragraph one, it states, the Osage Mineral Council hereby approves BGI Resources' request for an extension for a period of 1 year with a new drilling commitment of 3 new wells and a lease bonus of $16,000 to be paid at execution of extension. Well, the part where it says lease bonus of $16,000, that is unclear to the BIA of what that is suggesting. So we put in paragraph four, which is adding a specific definition to the part in paragraph one in regards to the lease bonus of $16,000. In paragraph four states, the $16,000 lease bonus paid by BGI for for leases the southwest quarter of Section 17, 28 North, 7 East, and southeast quarter of Section 7, 28 North, 7 East on 3/10/2019, representing consideration for 320 acres, shall satisfy the payment obligation set forth in paragraph 1 immediately above.
And that is your recommendation?
That's just, yeah, that's our suggested language. And I'm working with Cammie.
Okay.
And she said that that language in paragraph 4 would suffice to move forward.
With the two leases?
With the two leases, yes. And for our resolution.
What about the...
Second chair.
Reduction in acre, or yeah, the increase in reduction of acreage.
Oh, with that, so that was about, that was just a typo and a miscalculation, and the BIA now has the correct exhibit, and I've been speaking with Lacey, and they...
I read that email.
Yeah, they were working on getting the new resolution. So, and I have confirmation on that.
And as a matter of fact, that's an item we worked on the other day that you brought up, that they had the wrong element, and we have to prepare that resolution to specify that legally. Isn't that the only changes?
And the correction on the... The correction on the legal description on the... I assume that's the reduction acreage change in section 14 to section 24?
Yeah, that was just a typo. It should have been section 24 because also in the map of... We did a map of our concession and then blocked the drop leases with you. And when we were correcting that map, we noticed that we had a typo and that should have been 24 instead of section 13 or section 14.
Yes, Superintendent.
Hi. I'm Phillips. And I guess I'm looking at this resolution, and with me reading it in four, I walked in when you were saying that BGI was granted a 2-year extension in February 2019 that required one vertical well be drilled by February 2018 and two vertical wells by 2019.
Oh, there's a typo there.
So that right there makes me think what's going on here. And generally, when we have in the past worked with the Osage Minerals Council in doing any type of extensions, there is an obligation by the lessee to drill. They come in and basically say, we will drill so many wells in the next whatever year, but they also pay a bonus. So when I'm looking at this, I'm looking at the lease bonus of $16,000 plus you will drill wells. Now if that's the that's my misinterpretation, then I am gonna need a new resolution that identifies specifically that the money that you've paid for the drilling of the past three wells takes care of the $16,000 as a lease bonus. A lease bonus is completely different than a lease itself. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I see exactly.
Because you pay, in my opinion, and I'm not an attorney, but in my opinion, you pay to a grant of an extension, because there's a commission, there's a concession right now that in actuality would have or is expired because we haven't got the amendment yet. And my interpretation is we need the new amendment signed by all the parties plus the $16,000 that was part of the agreement, and then you are to drill three wells. I'm not an attorney, so I don't try to be an attorney. I just try to ensure that the interpretation of the Mineral Council resolution is clear in the event that we get audited later. So that's one reason why Cammie asked her to come over, because we, I believe, were contacting you saying, hey, we need the amendment to the concession and we need the $16,000. Is that correct?
Yes, second chair.
Do we need to lawyer up? Do we need to send this to our oil and gas lawyer, Mr. Dowd, in Oklahoma City, to have him review it?
I know what my answer would be, $32,000.
Then once we pass that resolution, isn't the Bureau send that to their solicitor in Tulsa for their interpretation, of what you're saying, that you're not a lawyer, but they are, so they review the agreement to make sure that everything is proper?
Well, that's the agreement. We haven't even got the agreement yet, the addendum to the concession. That's what has happened, is we've asked for it several times, and Cammie basically brought this in to me and said, Robin, we can't get the agreement, the amendment
from
to the
January
concession.
From January 4th?
We've been trying to get this, and I think it's at an attorney's office. And so basically at this point, I'm coming back and saying, hey, we can't continue to set on this. We either contact them and tell them to get it in, or we say you don't have a concession, because your concession would have
been saying we give it away or say no.
No, that's all what I would say.
I like your question.
Yes, okay, so Steve McNamara, our lawyer, had contacted back in the end of February after it was going on, whether or not we realized the typos in the legal and in the acreage, if we need to come back in front of the mineral council to make those corrections in the resolution. And he never got back. And then when I found out with the amendment and the resolution, I had contacted Lacey to see if they had gotten the updated, corrected resolution to the mineral or to the BIA. And they did. And now got that little letter, and I talked to Cammie that 16 lease bonus of $16,000 was unclear, and from what was approved that we were to drill 3 new wells and take down 2 new leases. And I understand that is not clear to the BIA in that, and that is why the modification we're requesting is number 4.
Are those 3 wells going to be in these 2 quarters?
No, they are not. We were working with our
geologist. That's my whole idea, Councilman.
Tied to all this is some seismic. So I'm going to ask the superintendent, is that seismic available to us as well as the minerals?
Well, if you look at this resolution and read it in its entirety, it basically identifies that you're going to drill wells, BGI is going to drill wells along with seismic data and interpretation submitted to the Osage Minerals Council. I don't know if that's been done, and you may not know if that's been done. Then if you go back down all of this to therefore be it resolved, to me, and I'm not an attorney, I keep saying that, but to me, I don't think an attorney needs to read it, because if you just read it out loud, it's quite clear. Hereby approves BGI Resources request for an extension for a period of 1 year with the drilling commitment of 3 new wells and a lease bonus of $16,000. I mean, I think that's as plain Jane as you can get it.
Sure, I vote for that.
But when Cammie was talking to Kara, that wasn't their understanding. So in order for us to do anything different, then she has to come before you guys to see if by chance maybe there was a misunderstanding at the time that this was granted. So that's where we're at today, right?
Sure. Yes.
So,
could I get?
Yes, sir.
Could I get an answer? Is that seismic available to the mineral council?
Yes, it was.
I mean, for our once, my understanding of seismic and we are supposed to have seismic in these seismic deals.
On all those concessions, my understanding is they were supposed to submit the seismics up to DEMD.
Denver.
So we should have the seismic at our disposal. So I think what's critical was that we're tying up a lot of land from some seismic that eventually belongs to us. So that's helping me make a decision.
Yes, sir. I think. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chair.
And it is at Lakewood.
Yes, it is.
No, I'm talking on behalf of my council. Mm-hmm. You just worry about bringing your check. Okay. Council.
Thank you, Chairman. What I've been reading here, the original resolution was for 1 year. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Now, I remember proposing or making a motion that we do a 2-year deal at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And it got voted down.
That's correct.
And what the letter says and what I've been reading is that they're not getting the permits in time. It was 131 days. What the letter says. Now, is that average time, or is that more time or less time, or I think that's what this is all about.
No, it's not. This is not about processing a permit. This is about.
But they're still very unhappy about it.
Do what?
They're very unhappy about it, I'm sure.
This.
Because of the length.
I've got a whole page on BGI and the permits and why we weren't able to process the permit. So we will get to that, no doubt. But right now at this point, basically what she is saying to Cammie is that no, when they came originally, the $16,000 lease bonus was to be paid each time they took down a new lease. My understanding is you guys have taken down three leases and you've paid $8,000 for each lease. So that's $24,000 that's been paid, which is great. But the amendment to the concession, I haven't seen the amendment to the concession, and we haven't approved that amendment to the concession because I haven't seen it. And according to this, it basically says that there needs to be a lease bonus of $16,000 for the concession to be renewed.
Yes.
Plus releasing 7,040 acres. Yeah, 7,040 acres.
And I think that was one of the elements when we gave the extension. We weren't given which acreage was coming back to us at that moment. Is that correct? And then they listed it? See, that, even that was wrong.
So.
Please go right ahead.
No, we, and when Milt Rigetti was here, we presented the detailed land description of what we were dropping.
Yes.
And I had sent Cammie, I had gotten hold of our lawyer, and she has the amendment that she was looking over, and I was going to get with her after the meeting here today.
Let's do that.
Yeah, it has it now. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
That's perfect. Council, any other questions? Superintendent.
Thank you. So it comes back to this. For us to approve the amendment, based on this resolution, is there going to be $16,000 paid?
Yes.
There you go.
Good to me. That's a 1-year extension. We'll have to correct that 2-year in the resolution also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It is 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Do you need a vote or a head nod from the chair?
No, I basically, and that's what I was telling her, is that the resolution basically says you got to pay for the extension. The $16,000 goes with the extension, and she came back to the Minerals Council to see if by chance maybe there was miscommunication there. So it's up to you guys.
So you need a vote or a head nod from the chairman?
I just need some guidance from the ONC as to this resolution that has already been approved is still in
binding.
Fact, what we're going to call it.
Let's just call it, it's binding.
Okay.
You guys are recreating the wheel here. Let's just go into this.
Mm-hmm.
That extension, we gave so many of those to this area.
Mm-hmm.
We have also given you three times to take in the 2D, add a 3D, and interpolate it. I think you're getting off very light. So let's just look at it from that angle with councils. Is there anything you have to add? Second chair, are we good?
We're good.
And come back to us, make sure you get that taken care of.
Do we need a resolution to correct this?
Yeah, we need a new resolution to correct everything, yes.
So make
a little ask and nobody listens.
Yeah, so for what you have submitted as a correction, is that what we're supposed to be considering?
She's
I haven't
clear.
Seen the correction.
Superintendent's not clear. I'm asking, do you need a resolution from us or not? She's taking a head nod from the chairman. I want clarification.
Can we print that and give the
second chair? I've got the floor.
Councilman.
I've got the floor, second chair.
Pardon me.
Yeah, I'm going to ask, can I ask her a question?
Pardon.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chair. Do you need a resolution from us or not? Because I'm confused.
You need it to correct the resolution that has been passed.
Okay, thank you.
And Chair, this is the first time that I have seen this. The correct one.
Really?
This is the request. This isn't the corrected one. That's the request.
Do you need a little bit of time?
Please, we can move on and come back.
Do you need
right
a little bit of time to review that and come back and give your...
To what she's got? No.
You're fine with that?
I've got the resolution for 105. That the only thing that, in my opinion, that's wrong
because the acreage says 6,740 when it should say 7,040. So you'll need to correct that resolution.
That's what I want. Council?
Okay, no question.
Ms. Stewart?
I just want to say, in seeing the incorrect resolution, I have confirmed with both Lacey and Cammy that they do have that corrected one of the acreage and the corrected exhibit. So that is in the BIA's hands.
Okay.
This is what she gave me this morning.
That's incorrect. You're just going to have to fix it,
okay.
Bring it back to us. But is there anything you can add to this menagerie?
Yeah, because she's been
talking. Wait, I want to hear someone. I really think a lot of what she says.
At the very least, we would need to vote to change the resolution.
I'll make that motion.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion on the floor by second Chair Gates.
To amend.
Motion seconded by Councilwoman Gray to correct the acreage on the resolution to appropriately show the 7,000 plus acres. Discussion, Councilwoman.
Do we want to add paragraph number four?
Just stay with right where we're at.
Okay.
Any other discussion? You guys good with it? Let's call for a question.
Councilwoman Corbin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
We haven't discussed before.
I think that needs to be read in.
Yes.
It needs to be read in. Because that's part of our motion was to amend the resolution number 4-105 to include number 4, the 16,000 lease bonus paid by BGI for leases southwest quarter of 17, township 28 north range 7 east, and southeast quarter of 7, section 7, township 28 north and range 7 east. On 3/10/2019, representing consideration for 320 acres, shall satisfy the payment obligation set forth in paragraph 1 immediately above.
And then in the actual motion, you want to correct the acreage that was given back.
Yeah,
right.
To agree that one.
Right. From 6,720 acres to 7,040 acres, Exhibit A.
740. Is that correct, Ms. Dillon? Councilwoman.
And also correct on the very last line, section 14 should be corrected to 24.
Yes, I agree.
Second. Councilwoman Gray, you're
yes.
Good with it? Call for the question.
Councilwoman Corbin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
No.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Second Chair Davis?
Yes.
Motion passes.
And that sets us a parameter there that you can start off with. And then we'll get to the next question before I ask for her to speak here. Superintendent, please.
Yes, I wanted to address Council Member Redcorn. In looking at this resolution, it basically says that they delivered Antelope 3D data to Lakewood in March of 2014. And Salt Creek 3D data to Lakewood in September 2013. So it looks like they have provided
already
the
EMD that.
With the seismograph. Oh, sorry. Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to add?
Clarification, Superintendent.
You're welcome.
I'm going to make a motion to go into executive session.
Thank you.
Second. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Gray, seconded by Councilman Redigal. Let us step in executive session. We have three items to go through. And call for a question.
Did you say something?
Actually, Councilwoman Gray, and then seconded by Councilman Redigal.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Gray?
Yes.
Councilman Reddickel?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Hayes?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.